Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendships, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl power defeating victory since 2018.
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
And I'm USA Today bestselling author Joss Day. We're best friends. That's right.
Yeah, so we did so well there.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Listeners, we are doing a binge podcasting, and right now we are giddy,
kind of
drunk,
yeah.
Is going to just make this next one
even better,
even more fun.
Okay,
all right, Joss, get us going.
Here we go. Hello, ladies. I just wanted to say that your podcast has been a godsend, and I only wish I discovered it sooner. I love how wholesome and honest you both are, and I feel your advice is just so level-headed. I wish I could have come to you in my life when I was in high school. For now, I will just make sure to teach my own daughter all I've learned from you. Well, thank you. I actually stumbled upon your podcast because I'm having issues of my own with a few friendships, and I was hoping to hear any and all advice you have for me. There is a friend from my past that I've chosen to walk away from. Let's call her Sue. I decided to leave this relationship about 8 years ago when I finally accepted the way that Sue treats people, especially those closest to her, is hurtful and in some cases emotionally abusive. I felt I was constantly walking on eggshells with her and that it was my responsibility to manage her emotions, to prevent angry outbursts, and I often sometimes manipulated situations and events to keep her happy. That's very codependent. Mm-hmm. Anyway. I now know that I was most definitely her caretaker, maybe even codependent.
Good. Uh-huh. Self-awareness.
I am naturally empathetic and an HSP.
Highly sensitive person.
Oh. And just wanted her to be happy. She had a terrible tendency to burn bridges everywhere she went and would jump from one crisis to another. It was exhausting. Of course, we had wonderfully good times, but they would often be followed up by the silent treatment or sudden burst of aggression and anger that was littered with name-calling and using my own insecurities against me. For example, you only do volunteer work because you want to look like a good person and get attention. Wow. Mm. The final straw was when she came to my small, intimate wedding and was fuming in a corner and refusing to speak with anyone in attendance because I had invited a mutual friend she was fighting with at the time. She ended storming out before the ceremony began. The next day, I sat down with her, and she ended up blaming it all on me for not being sensitive to her feelings and more attentive to her when she was clearly upset at my own wedding.
It's your fault. Sue is the priority at
your
wedding.
Yes, I'm not sure why you didn't know that.
Gosh.
Huh. This was not an uncommon occurrence for her. This was an extremely hard relationship to end because I had known her from childhood, almost 20 years, but the older we got, the less I was able to excuse her behavior. This was also the first person I kind of just gave up on. I was raised very religiously, and it was pounded in my head that I had to love everyone and always forgive. I felt like a failure giving up on this relationship. It had to end, though. I knew this was the right move. Unfortunately, it was not a clean break. After a few years of me not so subtly backing away from her, she heard that I was talking about how toxic our relationship was with mutual friends. This was my bad. I shouldn't have done it, but I was still so upset and wanted someone to just hear me. We ended up having a final showdown where I explained how she made me feel over the years and how hurt and upset I was about my wedding, amongst many other things, and why I decided to take a step back. Instead of apologizing, she blamed everything on me per usual. She even used my dead mother's words against me, saying, "Your mom was on my side when we were fighting back when we were 12. Wow!
Quality person.
Uh-huh. It was a very upsetting conversation, and to be honest, really, really confusing. Like, why are you bringing up a fight we had when we were 12? Exactly. By the end, she told me to never speak to her again. It was difficult, but in some ways, I'm glad it happened, as I now can move on with my life without that level of toxicity hanging around. Until now. Mm. So I'm reaching out for two. Is this it?
My concern is this.
You read the rest. Right.
My concern is this.
Yeah.
I have several mutual friends with Sue. A large majority of them have also cut ties with her over the years, but there are still about three friends who are still by her side. I've lived in a different state for the past 7 years, making it much easier to ignore her existence but I recently moved back to my hometown where Sue still lives. She is making a very big deal out of our breakup. She has asked our mutual friends not to invite me to big events, kids' birthdays, baby showers, etc., and that if I am invited, she will refuse to come.
Oh no!
All this information was given to me after Sue's husband sat down with my husband and laid down the ground rules for us living in the same town. Those rules being, my husband has to inform them of whether I will be present at an event. They will not attend if I am present, but they will attend if it's just my husband and kids. My husband also said Sue's husband went on a 30-minute rampage where he dragged me through the mud and did not hold anything back. My husband said it was almost like he was trying to egg my husband on, like, you know your wife sucks, don't you? My husband is not one to fight or make a big scene, so he simply left and came home furious.
Of course.
When I reached out to our mutual friends explaining that I would still love to attend their big events but understand if they don't want to invite me, they responded with, yeah, Sue told us. We don't get it, but we also don't want to cause drama, so we stay out of it. I still have been invited to events and attended them, but have gotten backlash from Sue and her husband, stating that it is my fault their child can't attend events and parties now.
Is that right?
I just want to scream at her and send her the nastiest text and email saying, leave me alone. But I've learned from experience that she'll use every word I say against me and will somehow spin what I say as bullying. Nothing ever good comes with speaking with her. It seems as though the drama I had cut out of my life has made a comeback. The only connection I have to Sue is the three mutual friends I still have with her, and now I'm wondering if I need to end those relationships as well. I obviously don't want to. They are still good people that I've known for most of my life. However, I just can't handle the volatility of Sue's behavior. I have spoken to our mutual friends in the past about why my relationship ended with Sue and some of the terrible things she has said and done to me and others in the past. Their response was usually along the lines of, I don't really see her doing that. She's so nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or, she's been through so much and she's hurting a lot too. You should be more empathetic.
Mm-hmm.
I am a mother now and have made it a priority to surround myself with good, healthy people so I can be fully present and not bogged down by the stress and drama. Spending time with our mutual friends is starting to feel less stressful.
No, more starting to feel stressful.
Starting to feel stressful, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have no idea what Sue is saying about me to them, and I'm afraid to bring it up because I don't want to be seen as starting drama.
Mm-hmm.
I even told them about the conversation my husband had with her husband, and their response was, wow, I can't believe that. But they continue to spend time with her and pretend nothing is wrong. I don't want to give them an ultimatum, it's either her or me, because Sue constantly did that to me, and I vowed never to do that to any of my friends. I have so much anxiety about the future, as I don't know what kind of behavior to expect from Sue. Will she show up at a party and yell at me in front of my kids? Will she turn all my friends against me? Will she try to turn my kids against me if I let them go to a party she's at? My husband and I moved back to the hometown to be close to family, but now I'm starting to regret our decision, even though every other part of the move has been amazing. Sometimes I feel the only way to get rid of this anxiety is to cut all ties I have left with her. It feels hard, though, because my husband and I just moved back and are trying to find our new community and build up friendships. It feels scary to ditch some of the only friends we know. What should I do? Signed, over the drama.
I will tell you.
Okay. I just want to say, she, unlike last week's guest,
yeah,
she really is over the drama.
Yeah, she really is. Yeah. This is her being put in a situation that she...
Yeah.
I would say this. Sue and her husband are really ridiculous and cannot tell you and your husband what events you may or may not go to or what events your children may or may not attend.
And I really wish your husband had said that in the moment.
Same. But he did not.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to cut ties with the friends that connect you with Sue. Okay. So my advice to you would be to... not make them choose. Just be gracious and lovely and continue on as if Sue does not exist.
Yes.
Just maintain a gracious, lovely, never badmouth anyone. When you're with them, just be this lovely, gracious person that you are and you're done. They can take that back mm-hmm. to Sue or not. She can say whatever she wants. But the point is to make her the only one doing the badmouthing.
Yes.
You're the lovely person every right. single time. Right.
Yeah, and I will say that the three friends who have not experienced her wrath
yeah.
and hatefulness will.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time.
Just a matter of time.
We have a whole chapter on that in our book.
Yeah.
You know this, but you can't say it. And when it happens, you can be warm and sympathetic. Right?
Yes.
But I also think, using Joss's advice, have a script, okay? Take each one of the three remaining friends out individually, in person, in public, like to a cafe, and say something like, "We've been friends for a long time, and I really love and value you. I'm so sorry that my relationship with Sue has put you in a position of feeling like you have to choose between us. And I'm really sorry I vented to you about her, because obviously it puts you in a difficult position since Sue is still your friend. So let me make it easy and say I won't be hurt if you don't invite me to different things. But I'd love for us to stay friends. Maybe we can go get coffee on Friday or go out to dinner with our spouses. What are you doing 2 weeks from Saturday?" Write it down, stick to it, and say almost the exact same thing to each friend. So what you're doing is you're apologizing for all the horror stories you shared with them about Sue. You apologize for making them, you know, choose between you and Sue, even if you haven't said those words. And you say it in public, and you don't gossip about Sue. You don't say it. It's just like when she and my husband, when our husbands got together, or when she yelled at me at the party. As Josh said, you are absolutely lovely, gracious, and above it all. And then if one of them says, like, "Well, what about, you know, you said that this happened," say, "You know what? That's just water under the bridge now. We don't need to talk about it again. I just want you to feel comfortable and not caught in the middle." Okay? What class you have just shown.
Go higher. Go higher.
When Sue goes low, you are so high. As it were. Never try with Sue again.
Never.
She's invisible.
Yeah.
If you pass each other in the frozen foods aisle at the supermarket, you can say hello. As you would to any other human being. Nothing else. Don't ignore her. She's not important enough for you to ignore.
Because that will also have her going back to, "Do you know what this one did to me at the store?"
She totally ignored me.
Bitch.
And you can just say hello, Sue, and keep going. And if you see her in the next aisle, give her a little smile. Just don't give her the satisfaction of ignoring her. Because she's no longer allowed to make you feel crappy.
She's not. Nor is her stupid husband. Sorry.
Oh my God.
That was outrageous. And I get the impression, you mentioned early on the kind of codependence that you had in order to keep her happy. I'm assuming these three friends and her husband are doing all the same sort of paddling underwater, even though they look calm on top, and that, I mean, I only say that so you can be a little bit more sympathetic to where they're at in their relationship with Sue. But definitely, I would say, keep your distance from Sue and her husband. I don't know that I would allow my children around her. She sounds really toxic.
I want to erase the idea that this crazy woman can turn your children against you.
I don't know that she can.
She cannot. You are mommy. You love them. You care for them. You're a good person. And you can say, you know, "I'm sorry that Sue yelled during the party. She has been very angry with me for a long time, and I really hope she'll get better." And then your kids will learn a little bit about compassion, too. But when you say these things to your friends, word will spread.
Sure will.
And Sue is going to be furious, right? And Sue eats fury for breakfast. She's going to be so mad that you were so classy and gracious and didn't gossip. Just apologized to the three friends for the position that they are in, recognizing that difficulty and being sympathetic to it. And if you miss out on a few events, I mean, think how grateful the hosts will be that you had the grace to say, "Oh, that's okay. I won't come. Don't worry about it. I won't come this time. But, you know, for your kid's birthday, can we take him out for pancakes next weekend?" You know? Sue's obsessed with you. You know? And
she's probably loving that you came back, to be honest. Because she's got so much now to, like,
she's just a drama queen. And a dragon. She wants to breathe fire. And keep in mind, this is sort of a twist on a quote. No one can ruin your reputation except you.
That's right.
And People will see who you are. They'll hear what you say. They'll watch your happiness in mm-hmm. being a mother and being back in your community and, mm-hmm. you know, volunteering and starting to create more of a base as an adult now. And they'll draw their own judgments mm-hmm. from there. Now, if Sue defames you, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. If she, like, say you're trying to get a job and she talks about, like, you know, how horrible a person you are, talk to a lawyer, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and do not contact her. Mm-hmm. Have your lawyer contact mm-hmm. her. Mm-hmm. I do feel like your husband missed an opportunity.
He did.
I wanted him to say something like, oh, you're not telling me how my family and I can live our lives, are you? Because that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
You don't get a say. You know, you want your spouse to stick up for him. And I understand he doesn't like confrontation. And in the moment, it's really hard to say something like that. But mm-hmm. if that situation ever occurs, mm-hmm. I hope your husband has your back.
Yeah, I mean, get him on board with this plan. Show him your script mm-hmm. And, you know, really talk it out and talk out what would happen if he happened to run into this Sue's husband again.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't need to get angry.
No.
You stay calm and exactly what Kristen said. I hope you're not trying to tell me and my family what we can do.
And only address that if Sue's husband brings it up.
That's it. In any other case, the husband should be, hello, how are you? And keep it moving.
Polite and brief.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, meanwhile, you're living your best life.
Yeah.
You said everything else about the move is fantastic.
Yeah.
Focus on that.
Yeah.
And your kids will see you being classy and kind mm-hmm. and also not tolerating someone treating you like shit.
That's it.
That's a very important lesson for children to learn.
Yeah.
So I think it's a very difficult problem for you, but I think the solution is really easy.
And I do think it's only a matter of time before Sue has the same effect on someone else.
Yeah.
Only a matter
of time. Because when Sue no longer has you as her punching bag, mm-hmm. she'll need another punching bag.
She will. It might be her husband. It might mm-hmm. be one of these other friends.
Maybe one of her kids.
Maybe one of her kids. Sadly.
You know, Joss has a chapter in our book called You Are Not Immune.
Yeah.
And it's about people like Sue.
Mm-hmm.
And you think when you're in the inner circle, you're like, oh, she's so fun and mm-hmm. she's so fiery and passionate and, you know, and poor Sue, she's had such a hard life and mm-hmm. so on. And then they find out just how horrible it is to be on the other end
mm-hmm.
and that it wasn't that Sue had a hard life. It's that she's a mean person.
She's just a mean person. I will say I've known people who have hard lives and have never decided to treat anyone this way.
Yeah.
So a hard life is not an excuse treating people badly.
No excuse whatsoever.
So.
So good luck.
Yeah.
I think that you've got this. You sound like you are emotionally mature. You've done a lot of reflecting on this
mm-hmm.
and maybe that therapy, whatnot. Sounds like you have a really good life and you're not going to let Sue taint it anymore.
Right. Don't forget you did the right thing the first time. You dumped
you
her the first time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, Joss,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about an embarrassing personal problem. I had one
mm-hmm.
recently, and I'm trying to recall what
because
it was.
There's so many and you've forgotten?
Yeah, kind of. They're mm-hmm. not maybe as dramatic as the UPS man seeing me crawl into the window in my underwear. But I did once again wake up the other morning, lift up the shade in my pajamas with my crazy hair, and there's my builder waving to me.
Hello,
good morning, sir.
Yes.
And he's done with the renovation. So why was he here looking in my bedroom window at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Maybe he thinks you look smoking hot with your hair sticking
up
on
end.
Yeah.
Except I don't think he sees any women except his wife. He's just one of those starry eyed, still crazy in love with his wife.
Oh, how sweet.
Which is so appealing.
Yeah.
But I, I had some personal problem mm-hmm. involving, like, something in my teeth,
mm-hmm.
you know.
In public?
That happens all the time. It's, like, barely worth noticing. I know what it was. I was at the dry cleaner, and I didn't have a mask, so I was just doing this 6 feet thing,
mm-hmm.
and, the little piece of food in my teeth, I was talking, and it came out, and it shot across the counter.
Nice. Wonderful.
It was just like,
oh,
we both pretended it didn't happen.
Thank God.
I was just like, oh, anyway.
Yes.
Here's my phone number.
Wonderful.
I mean, what do you do in situations like that? It happens to everybody. You know, I mean, a little bit of food, a little just bit spit of food, at you. You just say, oh, I'm sorry.
Or excuse me. And you keep it moving. Keep going.
I guess. In the moment, sometimes you're just like, I'll just pretend that that didn't happen.
Yeah, which again is one of the benefits of being this age. I can imagine myself at 25 being mortified.
Right.
And these days it's like, eh.
Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was bacon, so.
Oh, well, it was like a
special treat.
I'm sure the person across the counter was very welcoming. Thank you for that bacon piece. Thank you.
Oh, dear.
Thanks for listening. Send your letters to theladies@crappyfriends.net. And please consider leaving us a review.
Crappy Friends is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts you'll love at frolic.media/podcasts.
I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Joss Day.
And we're best friends.
Forever.